I'm on the edge.
Yeah, I'm on the radio. And I'm Jay from Bad Religion.
This is Brian from Bad Religion. I play guitar better than
Bad Religion.
This doesn't work.
Radio.
Anyway, back. Hi, this is Brian from Bad Religion.
With Jay.
From Bad Religion. And you're listening to...
the On the Edge.
I can't believe it. A life of mystery.
Having had lots of normal jobs, it's all the annoying exhaustion of a job, but we just pack it into a couple of hours instead of the full 8. But it still is work. But we're darn lucky to be able to do that work.
That's
so
true.
You won't hear a peep out of me.
There's an old man on a city bus holding a candy cane.
Bad Religion have been around since about 1980, and even though they've had a couple of lineup changes, they've managed to put out 8 albums. So they find it kind of amusing if people mistakenly call them an overnight success.
Are we a success yet? Because I didn't know that.
No, I don't equate. Yeah, I don't equate those two words together. I mean,
yeah.
No, we're successful beyond anything that we could have ever imagined for ourselves. But the word success coming out of anybody else's mouth, to me, I just look at them and I go, "You're out of your mind."
I don't think I'm successful until Robin Leach is pounding on my door. That's when
there are levels that you have to like achieve. There are people that realize what we've done and how long we've been together, and they can say, "Wow, you know, that's you've done all of this over the period of 15 years that you've been together. That's good." Most bands don't ever get that opportunity. So yeah, that's successful. But I think people use the word successful like Green Day or Offspring, and that's 2 million records, people.
Let's put it this way. The herbal tea tech from Mazzy Star makes more money than I do.
Now here I go. Papa, don't break it.
I can't define punk, but I just know that I'm
See,
bad
I think
with
punk
this.
Punk is like a derogatory word in certain worlds, and who knows?
Well, there's got to be something there where you take you at least make an effort to try to distance yourself from the masses. The only problem is the masses are becoming more and more punk. So I guess it's harder to do it now. And
yeah, but you said something great on the radio last night.
I don't remember what it was.
Labels are for food, man!
Labels are for food, man.
I like that. And I kind of am. Yeah, exactly.
Coming up, Throwing Muses will adjust to the idea of being a trio. So stick around for more of On the Edge with me, Tom Calderone.